VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And thank you for joining us on Crosstalk on VCY America. As today we begin our program, we'd like to welcome new listeners in the greater Crittenden, Kentucky area, listening over WKCX. That's 89.1 on the radio dial. WKCX is a new member of the King of Kings Radio Network family. We so appreciate Dr. David Carr and his making Crosstalk available to the listeners over the King of Kings Radio Network. And we'd like to welcome you listeners over WKCX 89.1 on the radio dial. Look forward to your participation in the program. Also, just want to mention, just days ago, we had Paul Popoff on Crosstalk. You remember he spoke of Christian persecution taking place. And if you recall, during the course of the interview, he asked for some urgent prayer for one he referred to as Noor. Now, that's not his real name, but Paul asked for prayer for him as he was in a very dangerous situation. Yesterday afternoon, after I got off the air from Crosstalk, went and checked some email, there was one from Paul Popoff, and the headline here in the email says, "The Lord answered our prayers." He said, "Dear friends, I must admit that during this holiday period I've been very nervous. You see, Noor, along with co-worker, was ministering in Somalia, the African country currently terrorized by the Muslim group Al-Shabaab. Somalia is the most dangerous country in the world to visit. As I watched the evening news, saw the horrible pictures of bloodshed and murder of 60 young people in Mogadishu from a terrorist bomb blast, my anxiety for Noor rose. Noor and his co-worker were in that city. My prayer for them intensified, but the blessing of knowing the hundreds of our Door of Hope International friends was also praying for Noor brought me great peace. It is seldom I wake up in the early morning hours, yet for some reason, the other day I was awakened at 4 a.m. Before I had my morning coffee, went straight to my laptop to check my emails. The first email was sent at 4 a.m. Here's what it said. Dear Paul, greetings from the airport. And it mentioned the location. We made it out. God gave us a wonderful time with believers there. All went well. Praise the Lord. Paul Popoff says, my heart leaped for joy. All I could say was, thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers. What an amazing God we serve. How precious it is to be part of his family who stands in intercession with prayer for each other during times of extreme need. He says, thank you for praying. And in that, he brought that urgent prayer request right in the midst of Crosstalk when he was with us the other day. I wanted to bring that response to you, that answer to prayer that came as a result. And we thank you for your prayers as he directed you to be praying for one that's not his real name, but referred to as Noor. Well, we've dealt quite extensively with Iran this week with guests and topics pertaining to the military strikes. And other matters that are going on, we looked at it from a prophetic standpoint, things that are happening in the Middle East and what Scripture talks about, future conflicts that will be taking place. But all in all, folks, we know that the battles that are going on in this world is not physical, it is spiritual. Yesterday, I closed Crosstalk with this verse from Psalm 20, verse 7, that says, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. In other words, we certainly, you know, we have military strength, and Scripture talks about the defense and so forth, but we have to remember the name of the Lord our God. It is He. It is not our trust in tanks and fighter jets. Our trust is in the Lord, even though we have these tools as a nation, but our ultimate trust is in God. Indeed, we must keep our eyes on the Lord, even as we see all that's unfolding in our nation and in our world. As Dr. Gary Frazier told us this week on Crosstalk, as we observe, we see both an increase in the frequency and increase in the intensity to the issues that are going on right now. And we're reminded from Scripture that times are going to wax worse and worse, that the people will be deceived and being deceived. And certainly they are picking up in our world today, both the intensity and the frequency of such events. And in times past, we have learned that we must keep our eyes on the Lord, staying in His Word. And while we've done this probably each year in years gone by, and in recent years, I believe it's important that we put to work this very exercise again today on Crosstalk. We've dealt extensively with Iran this week, but today we're going to be inviting you to call in with what you believe is the scripture verse that we as believers need, or we as a nation need, in such a time as this, as we enter this year of 2020. What is the scripture that comes to your mind that you can share with our listeners that we as a church or we as a nation need in such a time as this? We want you to call in. We want you to share the verse on the air. And just a very brief reason, we don't have time for long messages or dissertations today, but just very briefly, why you believe that verse is so appropriate for our nation today. Our phone number, opening our lines right now at 1-800-733-9829. That's 1-800-733-9829. The Bible tells us we've got to keep our eyes looking onto Jesus, do we not? We see how, Peter, as he walked out of that ship and as he saw the wind boisterous, as he saw the waves and all that was around him, began to sink as he took his eyes off the Lord. Our focus today is putting our eyes back on the Lord. Put our eyes back into His Word, even as these things are unfolding. There's lots of turmoil across this nation. We got city after city that's in crisis. We've got political governments that are in upheaval, even in our nation today. We've got all kinds of affront that is going on against our Constitution. We've got strange rulings that are coming from different aspects of the judiciary. And folks, we've got to keep our eyes on the Lord. Our trust is not what happens on Pennsylvania Avenue or in your state capital. Our trust is in the Lord. Some trust in horses, some trust in chariots, but we'll remember the name of the Lord our God. And so today we invite you to call. Right now all the lines are busy, so we will be taking calls. We'll go through quickly on calls. And as soon as you hear somebody hang up, that will be your opportunity to pick up your phone and call as well. So we're not taking comments on social events or world events here today. What scripture does the Lord put on your heart today that this nation needs or that the church needs today? And just give us a brief explanation why. So write down the phone number. Our lines are packed right now. We'll get to your call. So as we go through the calls here today at 800-733-9829. We're going to begin in Phoenix, Arizona, and we have Carol calling. Carol, what verse do you suggest?
Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be fearful. Do not be discouraged, for I am the Lord your God. As he commanded Joshua before he went to battle, he wants us to be strong, not passive.
Amen. Thank you, Carol, for sharing that today. We're going next to Pensacola, Florida. Mildred, you're on the air.
Hi. My scripture, if my people who are called by my name should humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then will I hear from heaven and will heal the land and forgive their sin. Hmm. That is my scripture.
Very good. And it's a great one. And one of the phrases that you missed as you went through the verse, it says also, and turn from their wicked ways. And that's what we need to do, too, as a nation, is to turn from our wicked ways. Great, great verse, sir. Mildred. Thank you for sharing that. We've got Tim next in Fremont, Ohio. You're on the air, Tim.
Mine is Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding in all thy ways. Acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path.
Amen.
That's what we all need to do. We need to be praying, and we need to be directed by God.
Amen.
That's all I got.
Thank you, Tim. Appreciate it. Let's go to Doug in Racine, Kansas. You're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to share Romans 8:28 and 8:29. I find great encouragement. For we know all things work together to the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. 29, for whom he foreknew, he predestined to be conformed to the image of Christ.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Doug. And you believe those verses are important because?
I believe they're important because it is a spiritual battle. And as Christians, the Christians of us, we're salt and light, and we know that God's working this out to conform us to the image of Christ.
Yeah.
All things. And we're to pray for all people and all in authority. Mm-hmm. I think it's in 1 Timothy.
Mm-hmm.
Might be 2 Timothy.
Yeah, 1 Timothy chapter 2.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
1 Timothy 2.
Thank you, Doug. Appreciate your call.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye now. Let's go to Kathleen, Waukesha, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hello. I have Proverbs 3, 5, and 6.
Mm-hmm.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what the Bible is all about. We are to trust the Lord. We are to submit to him. We are to know that he is so much wiser than we are, and that he can help us through anything and everything in our lives.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Kathleen. Appreciate your sharing that.
Thank you.
Our number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. Every time you hear somebody hang up, that means another line opens up. 800-733-9829. Let's go to Miami, Florida. Courtney, you're on the air.
God bless all you saints, first of all. And my verse is that I wake up with is seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. But it isn't, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And praise God, all you saints. And one other thing, he that endures to the end shall be saved. God bless you now.
Amen.
And thank you for letting me be on.
Thank you, Courtney. Let's go to Sharon in Garden Grove, California. You're on the air.
Yes, good afternoon. Actually, the scripture that I think is best for the church at this time is the entire passage of Psalm 37.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just quote a couple of verses. In the first, it begins with, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down as the grass and wither as a green herb." And it goes on to compare the righteous with the wicked, and it just is so encouraging. And it also says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. So it's one that I'm attempting to commit to memory, and I encourage others to as well.
It's a great psalm. Thank you, Sharon, for sharing that today.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And let's go to Crookville, Tennessee. Nancy, you're on the air.
Thank you. Mine is Psalms 20, verses 7 and 8. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the blank name of the Lord our God. They collapse and fall, but we rise and stand upright.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you, Nancy. Keeping our eyes on the Lord. Thank you, and our trust in him.
That's right.
Thanks
Thank
for the
you.
Call. Tyler in Maysville, Kentucky, you're on the air.
God bless you. Romans 5:8 says, but God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Mm. And you believe that verse is important, Tyler, because?
It's something that everybody needs to understand about the gospel, the simple gospel truth that Jesus Christ came to this earth to save us from all of our sins.
Yeah.
And he did that because he loves us.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your call today. We're going to take a quick break, and folks, as we come back, we're going to pick up more of your phone calls here today on Crosstalk, and hearing from you is scripture for this brand new year of 2020, where we are today in this life, in this nation, as families, as churches. What scripture do you believe is critical for us today? Our phone number here to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829, back in 1 minute.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist and creation researcher with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, have you ever seen drawings of dinosaur-like creatures on rock walls left by the Indians?
Yes, Chris, I have seen them, and they are amazing. People from every continent have drawn pictures and fashioned art objects after the likeness of dinosaurs. These predate our modern discovery of dinosaur fossils, proof that man and dinosaur lived together. Evolutionists, of course, dismiss these as fanciful dream tales. They believe that the amazing dinosaurs, with all their internal complexity and the DNA code, could evolve by chance random processes. Maybe it's easier to think that wind and water erosion produce these dinosaur pictographs on the rocks. I'm being fanciful, of course. But at least the Back to Genesis viewpoint is consistent within itself.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Visit our web store at icr.org/store and use the promo code FACT at the checkout when ordering your That's a Fact DVD.
scripture for 2020, our theme today on Crosstalk. And again, folks, the importance of keeping our eyes fixed on the Lord, not on the circumstances around us, keeping our eyes fixed on Him. The answer is spiritual. It is not physical. And so today we're drawing our attention to keeping our eyes on the Lord, looking at His Word. What scripture do you believe is most important for our nation today? What's most important for the church today? Let's go back to the phone lines. Kenosha, Wisconsin. Dave, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. Isaiah 26:3, I will keep thee in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed and fixed upon thee. Isaiah 26:3.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you, Dave.
Yes, bye-bye.
Meredith in Spencer, Tennessee, you're on the air.
Yes, Jim. I have enjoyed Philippians 3, 13, and 14. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. It's important not to get too bogged down, Jim, with the hair-raising circumstances going on around us. Mm-hmm. We know the Lord has great things planned for all of us.
Amen. Thank you, Meredith. Appreciate
you're
those
welcome.
Verses. Let's go to Carol in Buckeye, Ohio. You're on the air, Carol.
Yes, my scripture verses are Proverbs 3, 5, 6, and 7. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him. He shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. And I think in the times we live right now, we have to just trust the Lord, and even though we're not understanding everything, just acknowledge him. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Carol. We've got Greg in Coshocton, Ohio. You're on the air.
Yeah, how you doing? A scripture that comes to mind for me is Psalms 82, 5, where it says, they know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I think everybody just needs to get back on track and get back into prayer and pray for each other.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Greg. Colleen in Venice, Florida, you're on the air.
Hi. The scripture that I was reading is a little bit long, but one of the last things that Jesus said to, I believe it was Peter, before he left the earth, was that feed my sheep. Said it, and I don't know if you want me to read the whole reference, John 21:15-17.
Sure, go ahead and read those verses.
Okay, said, so when they had dined, Jesus said unto Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my lambs. He saith unto him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love him. And Jesus said unto him again, feed my sheep.
Yeah.
So I love that because that was one of the last things he said. And obviously that's one of the most important things to him, that we continue his work here. That's what we can do to show him our love.
Thank you, Colleen. Appreciate your sharing that. Next to Missouri, Pastor Mark, you're on the air.
Divine protection in this sin-cursed world for those who possess Christ as opposed to just profess Christ. Mm-hmm. And it's 2 Chronicles 16:9, for the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. God bless.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mark. We've got Walter in Kentucky, Verona, Kentucky.
Yes, sir. My scripture for today is, and I've learned a lot of times in times of trouble and in times of things that you're going through, that this is one of the greatest scriptures that gives me peace in my heart and with everything that's going on in the world. We need that. But Psalms 91, verses 1 and 2 and 3, I think it is, says, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He said, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. And then verse 3 says, surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. That lets me know that no matter what I go through, if I put my trust in Him and hide in Him, He'll bring deliverance to all of us.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you for the call here today, Walter.
Thank you.
Well, we've got Stephen in Moundville, Missouri. You're on the air.
Jim, my verse is in the book of Jude, mm-hmm. and it's verse 21. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Mm-hmm. It's short but sweet, just like the book of Jude.
Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
Bye-bye. Elaine in Oconomowoc, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hi. Romans 12:1-3. Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. For through the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think more highly of himself than he ought, but to think so as to have sound judgment, as God has allotted to each a measure of faith.
Hmm. Amen. Thank you, Elaine. Good verses. David is calling from Milwaukee. You're on the air, David.
Yes, I believe it's Psalm 37:14. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all.
Okay, and why do you believe that to be important?
Oh, I've gone through so much since 20 years of being without my wife and really tough lately. I had like prostate cancer and I too, but I came through that. But the death of my wife was the toughest, hardest thing. Only 47, I think she was.
Mm-hmm.
It was very, very trying. Very hard.
Yeah. Again, that was Psalm 34, and that's actually verse 19, Psalm 34:19.
34:19, yeah.
Thank you for the call.
Another favorite is, I think somebody already mentioned it, Isaiah 26:3.
Yes, that's a great verse. Thank you for mentioning that one as well. Let's go to Arthur next in Richmond, Kentucky. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jim, for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
And this really goes out to the world today and what we're in, but Proverbs chapter 1:24-26, because I have called and you refuse, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But you have set at naught all my counsel and would none of my reproof. I will also laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your feast cometh. There's so much more in that chapter, but yeah. Then that's important.
Thank you, Arthur.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Ken in West Virginia, you're on the air.
Hey, thank you so much for allowing me on, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Just a wonderful passage that I've heard many times preached from, and I've done the same, but just to meditate on the thought in John 16:33. Of course, in verse 31, Jesus even asked his own disciples, do you now believe? Verse 32, behold, the hour cometh, yea, and now is now come, that ye shall be scattered every man to his own, and shall leave me alone, and yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world.
Amen.
The victory is in overcoming by faith. He also, John, the same apostle, wrote this in 1 John chapter 5 about what overcomes the faith, what overcomes the world is even our faith.
Yeah.
So we have to keep our focus on Christ, because the world is nothing but tribulation, and the great tribulation is yet to come, and thank God we've escaped that. Mm. And that's a comfort to anybody who puts their faith and trust in the Prince of Peace. And that's all I have for you today. But thank you so much for letting me come on again.
Yes, you can. Thank you for your call. Don in Inglewood, Florida, you're on the air.
Yes, this is from Jeremiah 9:23-24.
Mm-hmm.
Thus says the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom,
mm-hmm.
not let the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches, but let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these I delight, says the Lord.
Great verses. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Don. Appreciate your sharing those. Okay, let's go next to Clint in Sioux City, Iowa. You're on the air.
Yes, hi. I'm calling in reference to a lady who was on there a few minutes ago referencing part of John about Peter.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to point out that's a very special passage to me also, because Peter, if you remember, before had denied Jesus three times in front of the fire when people were asking him. And it was, again, later on Jesus who gave Peter three chances to reaffirm his love for his Savior and go on to become one of the apostles. So just because we fail does not mean we're finished.
Hmm.
And I just wanted to point that out also. I'm really glad for that passage.
Thank you, Clint. Appreciate your
Thank
call.
You.
And taking your calls today, what passage or what verse of Scripture do you believe would be critical for where we are as a nation today, where we are as a church today? We're going next to Fred in Milwaukee. You're on the air, Fred.
Yes, I wanted to mention 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4, the gospel by which you are saved, otherwise known as the fifth gospel for salvation.
Mm-hmm.
The death, burial, resurrection of Jesus Christ plus nothing, if you believe that. And God had predestinated you to believe that in your time in life. You get saved by him. Baptism of the Holy Spirit into the body of Christ through the blood of Christ.
Mm. Thank you, Fred. It is the gospel by which we are saved. Let's go to Alabama next. And Harvey, you're on the air.
Hello. John 5:30, Jesus said, I can of my own self do nothing. Galatians 6:3, if any man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. The biggest problem in the world is for Christians to get out of the way and let God work through them.
Hmm.
There's a poem about that, if you have a minute.
We've got 30 seconds before the break. Go ahead.
Okay. Name of the poem is, Who is in the First Place in Your Heart? Have no other gods before me, God said from the start. To love God means to obey him with your soul, all your soul, mind, and heart. Who will give God the first place in their heart? Who will say to the self-life, depart? To whom you yield yourself, servants to obey, shall surely rule over you by night and by day. Are you walking after the flesh with its division, envy, and strife, when God has provided the abundant life? God has delivered you from being slaves to sin. Even by yield to the flesh and be in bondage again. The issue is not our the issue of our sin or the problems of this life.
Thank you, Harvey. I'm sorry I'm out of time here. Up against the break, we got to take it. Thank you for the call. This is Crosstalk, back in 60 seconds on the VCY America Network. James 4:14 poses this thought. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Have you ever stopped to consider where you will spend eternity? You may say, but I'm a good person. I care for my family. I feed the poor. I stand up for life and traditional values. While all of these things are good, they fall far short of God's standard. Every one of us has a sin issue that must be dealt with. Our sin separates us from God, and each of us deserves to be eternally removed from God in everlasting punishment. But out of God's great love, he sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to bear our sins, shed his blood, die on the cross, and rise again. He is the only way of salvation, and it's imperative for you to place your trust in him. If you're wrestling with this issue, we'd like to send you a complimentary leaflet, Where Will You Spend Eternity? To receive a copy, just ask for it when you call us at 1-800-729-9829. 800-729-9829. Scripture reminds us in John chapter 15, without me, Jesus is speaking, without me, ye can do nothing. Our eyes are focused on him today. As we have focused a lot on world conditions and matters going on today, our eyes, our attention is on the Word, on Jesus Christ, and giving you an opportunity to share what Scripture you believe is critical for such a time as this, for our nation today, for the church today. And our lines become available every time you hear somebody hang up. That means that line opens up. The number, you can write it down and call 800-733-9829. We're going next to Lafayette, Tennessee. We have Kyle calling. Kyle, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you so much. And the scripture that I had on my heart was 1 Colossians 21 through 23. And you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy, unblameable, and unreprovable in his sight. If ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel. And I think it's so critical in this country right now. You know, I know in these last days that so many will fall by the wayside. And for those of us that are saved, we know that how much that his sacrifice brought us from our wicked work into his righteousness. And mm-hmm. I just pray for this nation and all the lost all around the world.
Thank you, Kyle. Appreciate your call today.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Berlin Heights, Ohio. Valerie, you're on the air.
Hi, my scripture is 3 John, verse 4. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. And I selected that verse because no matter what happens this year, we just need to cling to the scripture and the truth of God's word.
Great. Thank you, Valerie.
You're
welcome. We've got Toledo calling from Brownsville, Texas. You're on the air. Hello, Toledo. Toledo. Okay, let's go to David in Milwaukee. You're on the air.
Yes, thank you, Jim, for taking my call. It says in 2 Peter 3, verse 9, very important. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. We've had 4,000 years before Christ, before our Lord. Now it's 2020 after what's coming. And then it says a verse later, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. And so we don't know the day or the hour, but he's, you know, this is God's time clock, 4,000 years before, 2,000 after, and we're looking for the 1,000-year reign of Christ. God bless you.
Okay, thank you for sharing your verse, David. Barbara in McFall, Missouri, you're on the air.
Yes, my verse for the church today is Ephesians 4, 14 and 15, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Our pastors are not teaching sound doctrine, and they're tickling the congregation's ears. People are wanting to go by their feelings and not standing on the Word of God.
Mm. Very important point. Thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye now. And I praise God for pastors who are, but sadly the condition of the church today is in disarray. I should say in churches is disarray, as so many are abandoning the true doctrines of the faith. Praise God, if your pastor is proclaiming the word of God, you get behind that pastor and support him, pray for him. And I know that will be a great encouragement. Charlie in Somerset, Kentucky, you're on the air.
Hi, my verse is 1 John 4:11.
Mm-hmm.
Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another. And I think the world needs a lot more love in it.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you.
We've got Kathy next in Wisconsin. You're on the air.
I'm glad you mentioned prayer. I think of Ephesians 6:12. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And I think also then of Ezekiel, where God says, I sought for a man among them
mm-hmm.
that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found none, and that is convicting. And Samuel is convicting also. He says, moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you but I will teach you the good and the right way.
Amen.
And that's in 1 Samuel. We need to pray for our leaders, our country.
Yes, indeed. Thank you so much, Kathy. Appreciate that. We're going now to Don in Racine, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Well, I'm driving, so I can't really read, but I have Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 19, which is Paul's prayer for the church at Ephesus. It's his general prayer for them to actually be filled with the Holy Spirit. And I believe the church in this age, we just need to be filled with the Holy Spirit instead of be filled with everything else in the world. I mean, America is a full country, full stomachs, full minds, full schedules. Everything is totally full. We have everything we need. It's time to just, you know, start to allow ourselves to be filled with the Holy Spirit of God. And I do not mean that in the Pentecostal charismatic sense.
Yeah, I believe actually, yeah, you're actually referring to Ephesians chapter 5.
Three. If you read through 3, 14 through 19, and you put them all together, you will see that he's talking about being filled with the Holy Spirit there. And then that's how we get filled with the knowledge of the love of God, which is beyond knowledge. And we just need to be filled with his word and filled with his spirit and filled with him in every way. He's not a mediocre God. I mean, if we're too filled with all the wonderful things we have in America, how are we going to be filled with the Holy Spirit? I mean, I'm just telling everybody, like, kind of what Paul said in Romans, you know, wake up.
Yeah, indeed, indeed. Thank you, Don. Appreciate your call. Annalise in Toledo, Oregon, you're on the air.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. And thank you for being such a marvelous watchman on the wall for all of us across the nation and around the world where your program reaches out. I wanted to quote from Deuteronomy 33:26-29 because I think there's a lot of fear about what is going to happen. And if we look to God and look to the Word, as so many people have done, I'm going to quote, "There is no one like the God of Jerusalem who runs on the heavens to help you and on the clouds in his majesty. The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. He will drive out your enemy before you, saying, destroy him. So Israel will live in safety alone. Jacob's spring is secure. In the land of grain and new wine, there is heaven where the heavens dropped you. Blessed are you, O Israel, who is like you, a people saved by the Lord. He is your shield and helper and your glorious sword. Your enemies will cower before you, and you will trample down their high places." That is when we feel that we are alone. We are grafted in, just like all of Israel, to be his chosen people, children of our God.
God is our refuge. Thank you so much for sharing that today. Scott is next in Livingston, Tennessee. You're on the air.
Yes, this is Scott. I can do all things through strengthens me. Philippians 4:13.
All things through Christ, which strengthens me. Very good.
Is there a book on heaven? You said.
I'm sorry?
Didn't you say you had a book you can have for about heaven? What's your eternity?
Oh, yeah. Where will you spend eternity? If you call the main switchboard here at VCY America, that number is 800-729-9829. It's designed for those who do not know Christ as Savior.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Thanks, Scott. Sandy in Heath, Ohio, you're on the air.
Thank you. James chapter 1, verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
Count it all joy, my brethren, when you meet various trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing.
Yeah. Amen.
I just love this verse. It really helped me.
Thank you, Sandy. Let's go to Doug in Letcher, South Dakota. You're on the air.
Yes, I'm thinking of Exodus 17:11-12.
Mm-hmm.
I'm driving right now, so I can't talk, look it up, but support our president. Standing, we're together. Divided, we fall.
Mm-hmm. This is where we have the individuals holding up the arms of Moses.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We only win as long as we're supporting him.
Okay.
So, thank you.
Thank you, Doug. Jan is next in Upper Michigan. You're on the air.
Hi, yes. Mine is Psalm 37:1.
Mm-hmm.
It says, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers." And also, I'd like to mention Isaiah 41:10. It says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee." Those are just comforting to me, okay?
Amen. Thank you for sharing those, Jan.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Let's try Toledo in Texas here again. Toledo, you're on the air.
Thank you. I want Hebrews 12:14. This is important to me. Strive for peace with everyone and for the holiness without which no one will see the Lord.
Hmm. And that's important, Toledo, because?
Because I think we need to strive for peace with everyone and because that's what he asked for us to do. Thank you. That's what I think.
Thank you. Thank you for the call. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Hella next in Ashland, Oregon. You're on the air.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Helen.
Okay. It is Proverbs 6.
Helen, please go ahead. Don't listen to the radio, please.
Okay. Mine.
Helen, I'm going to put you on hold. You go back and shut down the radio, please, so that we can come back to you, because your radio is confusing you. We got to have the radios turned down, listen to the phone. We'll come back to you in just a moment, and we want to hear what you have to say. Merle in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Yes, Jim, 2 Thessalonians 2:1-4. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God.
Hmm.
Thank you,
Amen.
Jim.
Thank you. We're going to try Helen again back in Ashland, Oregon. Helen, you're on the air.
Okay. Mine is Proverbs 16:1-7.
Mm-hmm.
The plans of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are clean in his own sight, but the Lord weighs the motives.
Mm.
Commit your works to the Lord, and your plans will be established. And then...
Helen,
by loving kindness and truth,
mm-hmm.
iniquity is atoned for, and by the fear of the Lord, one keeps away from evil. When a man's ways are pleasing to the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him.
Great. Thank you for sharing those, Helen.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye. We're going to take a quick break and come back to the final segment here with more of your phone calls. I'm having you share a verse of Scripture today that you believe is critical for our nation or critical for the church today, especially in times such as these. Back in 1 minute, you're listening to Crosstalk. For the Worldview Week in Minute, I'm Brandon House. Our website's worldviewradio.com. Continue our series on the dangers of discourse. Not the dangers of debate, not the dangers of conversation, but the danger of discourse or dialogue, where you seek to merge your values, your worldview, your convictions with that of a Islamist or Marxist. We learned, number one, that when you do this, you're embracing their language, like white privilege and white supremacy or racism, which are all loaded terms now. Number two, you're accepting their premise that there's something wrong with your position to start with. Number three, you are rejecting your own convictions and you're accepting their premise that there is not absolute truth. In other words, you're admitting their premise. By engaging the idea that you can have discourse or dialogue and merge your worldview and values with theirs, you're saying there is not absolute truth. You're agreeing that there is social Darwinian philosophies or ideas, that as society evolves, morals evolve, the law evolves. Don't do it. Scripture for 2020. That's our topic today here on Crosstalk, encouraging our hearts to keep our eyes on the Lord Jesus, keeping them on His Word. And that is certainly the source of our strength. Let's go to Arkansas. We have Alice calling next. Alice, you're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. I have more than one scripture. To this nation, I have Psalms 9, I think it's 17. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. This nation has forgotten God. They need to repent and pray until it would be Romans 8:16. The Spirit itself witnesseth with our spirit that we are the children of God. Oh, what a wonderful assurance that is. And to those that name the name of Christ, 2 Peter 1, you read all about the adds and the subtracts. And at the end, it says, to make our calling and election sure, if we do these things, we shall never fall. Mm-hmm. And Jesus has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call, Alice. Anna's next in Milwaukee. You're on the air.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for taking our call.
Mm-hmm.
Revelation 1, verse 3 says, blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of the prophecy. And blessed are those who hear and keep what is written in it, for the time is near. We're living in the last days, and Revelation encourages me.
Mm-hmm.
I need to hear and keep what's written in God's Word. One blessing of the book of Revelation is knowing Christ better.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Anne, and had the whole family, or several from the family represented with your call. Thank you. Let's go to Cecil in Jacksonville, Florida. You're on the air.
Yes. My scripture is Psalms 24.
Mm-hmm.
The earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, the world and those that dwell therein.
Yeah.
Meaning that the devil don't own anything. So why should you want to work for someone that don't own anything? All his objective is to kill, steal, and destroy.
Yeah. But Jesus said, I'm come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly.
Amen.
Thank you for the call, Cecil. Jim in Racine, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Yes. Jesus has told us that we would be in tribulation as we live our lives. And so my verse is dealing with overcoming the world in 1 John 4:4. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world.
Mm. Amen. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
Josh is calling next in Two Harbors, Minnesota. You're on the air.
Yeah, Jim, thank you for taking my call. My verses are Colossians chapter 3:1-4. Says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you, Jim.
Barry in South Milwaukee, you're on the air.
Matthew 7:13-14, Jim. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it, but small is the gate, and narrow the road that leads to life, and only few find it.
Yeah, yeah. It's important we follow the go through the narrow gate, the only way of salvation.
Yes, sir. God bless.
Thank you, Barry. Let's see, we've got Gene next in Michigan. You're on the air, Gene.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. John 1, chapter 5, 11, 12, and 13. And this is the record that God has given to us, eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you,
John. Bye-bye now. John is next in Nampa, Ohio. You're on the air, John.
Okay. I'm on the air. To the finest station in the network. This is from Ezekiel 22:30.
Mm-hmm.
I sought for a man among them who would make up the hedge and fill the gap before me in the land that I should not destroy it. I don't like the last part because it says I found them.
Yeah.
I'd rather hear it saying that I found the Gideon in Nampa, Idaho.
Thank you so much for your call. Let's go next to Linda in Wisconsin. You're on the air, Linda.
Hi. 1 Peter 1:13. Therefore, prepare your mind for action. Keep sober in spirit. Fix your hope completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I like that one because I like how God prepares us, and we should be, and we need to focus on the spirit and wait for him to come, and he's going to help us with his grace.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. And finally, Michelle in Ohio. You're on the air, Michelle.
Thank you so much. Proverbs 29:1-2. He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. That one means a lot to me because I need to tell my brothers and sisters, you must vote and educate the vote and be involved. We need all hands on deck this year.
Okay, thank you so much for your call. And friends, this exercise that we need to do regularly in our lives keeps our eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ, takes them off the circumstance. Oh, where are the surroundings around us? But our hope, we understand, is in Jesus Christ. As is written in John chapter 14, let not your heart be troubled. He believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus, ladies and gentlemen, is the only way. Let's keep our eyes on him. Thanks for joining us today on Crosstalk.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Take Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.